Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's that time. All the walk runs are happening. You know, it's either at the end of the school year in the spring, or it's in the fall. And here's another great one. Lori Mance joins me. She's CEO and founder of Live Healthy and Thrive, Youth Foundation, and 5K, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Twanda.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Tell our listeners about Live Healthy and Thrive.
Well, Live Healthy and Thrive Youth Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to children's health and wellness. So our mission is to educate, activate, motivate, and empower children towards healthy nutrition, food, fitness, and a great lifestyle so they can avoid obesity, diabetes, and hypertension.
You know, that is an uphill battle with the way the kids are like glued to technology. A lot of them more latchkey kids than we could have ever been. And
right.
They're eating a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, that we didn't even have access to.
Yeah, some foods that just all of a sudden came on the scene from, like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago.
Yes.
Like, it's all packed with sugar,
too.
So sugar is the drug of choice these days.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar is very addictive, and so what our kids are eating a lot now in their diet is really high in fat and high in sugar.
Yeah.
And when they have these sedentary lifestyles where they are sitting at computers all day, or they're sitting with their phones and they're using the thumb exercises that they do, it's not getting them active and mobile. And children under the age of 12 need 90 minutes of exercise a day for physical activity. And that's why when we were coming up, we had something called PE.
Yes.
And it was physical education. And we got out and ran and played volleyball and football and basketball and all kinds of sports. And today in schools, physical education is just not a requirement anymore.
Mm-mm.
And so we do this 5K, which is called the Unite for Healthy Kids 5K Walk and Run, every year to encourage families to get out and exercise together.
That's phenomenal. I think I see a trend of millennials and some between the baby boomer and millennial, like I am, that are leaning toward more healthier lifestyles, eating healthier, getting their exercise on. So we got to pull our kids along if we had to, and sometimes the kids have to pull the parents along.
Absolutely. It has to work both ways, because I truly believe that kids will become what they see, and they will adopt the habits that they see their parents making. And unless they're really strong-minded, strong-willed kids, then that's the only time that they do something different. But for the most part, the parents are the biggest influencers. And so if the parents aren't healthy, nine times out of ten, the kids are not healthy.
Right.
And so we want to have the parents to, you know, be better role models where the health is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody's always talking about being role models as far as career is concerned, but what about the health? Because guess what? If you're not here to have that career, what good is it?
Right, right.
So you have to have a healthier lifestyle and a healthier mentality about how you take care of your body, because you only get one, and what you put into your mouth and what you feed your kids is going to have a toll on them long term. So these habits are lifelong habits. You know, if kids start out eating candy all day long whenever they want to, candy before dinner, you know, sweets, you know,
how about potato
they
chips
them,
at
you know?
Breakfast? I had a girlfriend that came to my house with her child, and we get up, and for breakfast, her kid is eating potato chips.
Oh, stop.
My mom and I are like about to die because we don't want to say anything, right? But that's not who I am. So I said, why is she eating potato chips? That's what she wanted for breakfast. I said, are you kidding? Did you just say that? My mom's about to turn blue by this time.
Right.
And so I said, did you really just say that? So that's what she wanted, but that's not good for her. Well, she wanted the potato chips. And after a while, I went and took the potato chips. The little girl started crying. And I said, I cannot. And I looked her and I said, look at me. I know you're crying. I know you're mad because you want these potato chips. I said, but look at me. I cannot see you eat potato chips for breakfast. We have bacon. We have eggs. We have toast. We have cereal. You can eat cereal, but not potato chips. This is not healthy for your brain. I just want you to understand that, you know.
Right.
So
right.
She sat there, her lips poke out for a little while. Her mom wasn't saying anything. I pulled her mom aside later on after the kid was gone. I was like, you have lost your mind. Because this is the tail wagging the dog. She
right.
is, you know, this is, no. That's, and I said, that's child abuse. You can't feed your child potato chips in the morning. You can't let her have candy all day, because we had seen it all the whole weekend. They stay with us
yes.
for a week. And I was just about to lose my mind.
I can understand it, because, see, the parents these Mm-mm. days, they really have to learn the importance of developing healthier
yes.
habits in their children and not giving in to what the kids want. Because
mm-hmm.
see, if you expose them to it, they're going to want it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because just like sugar is addictive, salt is too.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
salt in those potato chips are addictive. And those addictive habits form early, and then the kids don't even know why they are craving it.
Right.
And it's because their bodies are used to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so if you give it to them, you expose it to them, then their bodies are craving that salt, craving that sugar, and it's not like anything that they can control. Because
right.
the addictive habits are addictive habits, period. It's
mm-hmm.
the same way with nicotine for smokers. If they don't have a cigarette, they're shaking, or they're, you know,
wow.
they're in that withdrawal
yeah.
mode.
Yeah.
Kids that are exposed to too much salt and too much sugar have the same effect on
mm-hmm.
their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't. Because it is abuse. It is teaching them the wrong thing,
right.
and it's exposing their body to the wrong thing that's not going to help them long term.
You know, and what I said to her was, you know, not you need to go and learn what makes a child's brain grow. What does sugar, what does salt, what does some other things do to your child's brain? Well, she's making straight A's. Do you imagine how much more she could do if she wasn't being fed this?
Yeah.
She would excel beyond the straight A's. I'm
She'd
sorry.
She'd be the next hidden figure.
Right. That's straight A's is not good enough. Not when you're feeding them. And you know, for me, I always tell parents, you got to pay attention. When my oldest kid was little, and one thing I noticed, as soon as I gave him a certain juice, he would go through the roof, almost just climbing on the ceiling, just bananas. So I was like, okay, what's going on? I said, let me test that again. Next day, gave it to him, same thing. So what I discovered is I'm sending him to school drugged up.
Oh, yeah, because, see, when mm-hmm. kids have too much sugar, the actual medical term is metabolic dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it just means that kids are going to be more prone and accustomed to having that in their bodies, and then that's what causes the obesity. And you see their little bit, you know, their
yeah.
belly poked out,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know, what I've learned from doing this work is that there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anytime you eat too much sugar, then that bad cholesterol is going to increase. And so that also affects the blood pressure. So these kids with these bad eating habits, by the time they're teens and going to college and in their 20s, they start to develop high blood pressure.
Right. And high cholesterol.
And high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it starts when they're 5, 6, and 7.
Exactly.
When they're starting to ask for, you know, potato chips
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, all the sugary snacks that are out there. And so that metabolic dysfunction is why we have the problem of childhood obesity
yeah.
and why we have the problem of childhood diabetes. And it's because of this, and it's because of this stuff that's been in my family for years and years and years, that I was impelled and just, you know, moved to do something
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and wanted to really, you know, try to make a difference. Because I know that, you know, for most people, you know, how is it that you develop better habits? Well, you don't give them that stuff.
Right.
You know, and then you actually show them, hey, look, we're going to have a Fitness Friday family day,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to all go to the gym together on Saturday. Or even if we can't go to the gym, we're going to walk around the neighborhood, or we're going to ride bikes, or we're going to go to the park and walk around. We're going to get some physical activity in our day. And so that's what this whole 5K is about. The Unite for Healthy Kids 5K is all about trying to encourage families to get fit together and stay fit together.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome thing. So give us the details, when it's going to happen, where, how can people register?
They can go to our website, www.livehealthyandthriveyouth.org. That's livehealthyandthriveyouth.org. And the link is right there on the homepage for the Unite for Healthy Kids 5K. Mm-hmm. They can register. Children 12 and under are free with a paid parent. And we're just going to have fun. We're going to have a fitness party, food, drinks, and live DJ.
So where's it going to be held?
It's going to be at Georgia State University, Decatur campus, right there next to the Panthersville Stadium. And mm-hmm. for all those who don't make the connection, Georgia State bought Georgia Perimeter College.
Right.
So now it's Georgia State University, Decatur campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's on Panthersville Road. Most people will know that. It's happening on Saturday, May 20th. What time?
So warm-up is at 8:15, and the 5K starts at 9. So we do the pre-registration and all that stuff between 8:15 and 9 o'clock, and then right at 9, we start the 5K.
All right. There's first, second, and third place prizes for runners.
Yes.
Let's see, registered participants receive swag bags and t-shirts and goodies.
Yes, we've been fortunate enough to have some partners that have been with us for years. Walmart is one, the Braves is another one. This year we have Peach State as a partner, and we also have the American Diabetes Association. They're going to be doing glucose screenings mm-hmm. to come out, so you can come out and get your glucose screening. And then we're also going to have a nurse practitioner taking blood pressure. So we're just concerned about your health. We want to see you get healthy. Every registered participant, like you said, gets a swag bag, and they also get, you know, free food mm-hmm. and some live music to pump them up and get ready for the rest of the weekend. And it's going to be a fun event. And then also the first place men and women, they also get a chance to win a Fitbit. And
right.
you know how popular the Fitbits
yes.
are in the fitness community, because
mm-hmm.
it keeps, you know, record of all of your, you know, exercises, and it's just, it monitors your heart. It does so many things, and these things retail for $150 to $200.
Right.
So they're gonna win those.
That's nice. That's nice. Now look, May 20th at the Georgia State University Decatur campus, near Panthersville Stadium. Go to livehealthyandthriveyouth.org for more information to register. Lori, thank you so much for all you do year-round, not just right now, but year-round. You're working to make people live healthy
Pleasure.
And thrive. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.